Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Before we jump into this, you are seeing Super Mario RPG gameplay right now, which will be available on my YouTube channel if you are unable to capture game footage yourself, but would like some B-roll either for a podcast or to be able to record some YouTube videos. Feel free to use the footage that that you can find on my channel. I have a playlist for royalty-free videos. It's just titled that so that you guys know, hey, if this is here, use it for whatever you'd like. And if you have requests for any other games, let me know. I will work. I'm trying to play for about an hour before I record so that not only am I getting some game time because I have not been making time for that at all, but two, then if you guys want to be able to do some content yourself, but you don't have game footage, well, now you do. So it's just youtube.com/n64josh, and you can look for the royalty free games playlist then, and you'll be able to whether you screen record with OBS or use something like there's a couple different places you can just put a URL in for a YouTube video and then it will download for you. So pretty easy to get the footage that you would need so that you can edit it up, whether for short form content or a podcast or whatever you'd like. Also, I want to let you guys know about the Dirt, the Mario Kart podcast. Episode 3 is coming out this week, and the Discord is going strong. We got people putting in their time trials. The beautiful thing about this is there's less competition with each other and more competition with yourself. So if you enjoy just trying to beat your time and get better at the game, this is a super fun way to do it with the community. So we're doing Mario Kart Mondays on my Twitch and YouTube and all the places, and TikTok and Kick as well. And it's just a great time. It's a great time of hanging out, racing together. And tomorrow being Wednesday, I am going to jump back into Discord at, let's say 4 p.m. Pacific, and we will be doing, I'm going to try to make this a habit where we jump in and just, I won't be streaming, but we will be racing and just hanging out in Discord and chatting. So come hang out for that. I'm just kind of testing some of these things just to see how they go, if people show interest. And last week we had a number of us just hanging out and racing, and it was a really good time. Now, let's get to the news. Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope has apparently shifted 3 million copies. This is according to My Nintendo News. VGC is reporting today that Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope has now shifted over 3 million copies worldwide, thanks to a number of hefty discounts at retailers in the run-up for Christmas. Ubisoft had previously said the Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope sales were initially disappointing, but the game has apparently crossed the 3 million barrier, which should hopefully prod Ubisoft into thinking about creating a follow-up game, as it is a unique take on the Mario franchise. I'm so glad that this series is a thing, honestly. And, you know, Nintendo, they did tell Ubisoft, you probably should have waited till the next, I can't remember their exact verbiage, but it was something along the lines of wait till our next piece of hardware comes out. And, you know, that may have been a good idea, but these are stellar titles and you can get them for cheap. And so if you're in a little bit of a gaming lull right now, and you have yet to play either of the Sparks of Hope game, either of the Mario plus Rabbids games, pick them up. They're usually on sale. It is a bummer that we see, you know, the joke that's often made about how, you know, wait a week for an Ubisoft game and it'll be on sale. And that was definitely the case with Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope. It doesn't make it any less of a great game. I have not put as much time into it as I would have liked, but it is a stellar title worth checking out. Moving on over, this I found really interesting. And I think it's a sign of things to come. Over in the UK, there's a company called Game, which is essentially their version of GameStop. And apparently they're going to cease video game trade-ins. So it says, in a surprising turn of events, Eurogamer is reporting that the prominent UK video game retailer Game is apparently stopping video game software trade-ins. Trading in games was a hallmark of the company, which obviously also sells new games and hardware. Talking of trading in hardware, that won't be affected. It's just software. The company will apparently stock pre-owned games until their backlog of pre-owned games has run out across stores. Game will apparently still accept trade-ins until the 16th of February. And we're seeing this kind of more and more. Like, the, you know, you've got Game Pass, you have Game Pass now, not only with the Bethesda titles, but also the Activision Blizzard titles. That I want to say is a factor here, right? And you look at stores like Best Buy, they're taking physical media off the shelves. They're cleaning it all out. It's like records are like the only thing that's left. There's not much in these stores. Like, even to go into retailers and like go and pick up a Switch game and stuff, a lot of times there's not a lot available. I don't know. Maybe it's just the targets I've been in, but they do not seem to have a very large inventory. The only place that seems to probably have the largest inventory is Walmart. And even that during the holidays was relatively picked through. And then, you know, we've just had the news about how Nintendo is ceasing production on a number of their own first party titles, which left so much speculation that it's, you know, I assume that we are going to see another run of cartridge based games from the next Switch. Cause they've talked about it, you know, having a digital only, and there's the rumors anyway about a digital only and then one that we assume takes carts, but we don't know for sure. It's just an interesting time to watch this stuff kind of go away. But I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time I bought a Blu-ray, and I would shop Blu-rays all the time. I loved my Blu-ray collection, you know, getting all the Marvel movies, and I just I just pay for streaming services now, and probably too many, honestly, for the amount of the very small amount of time I spend watching anything. So it's interesting to see. I wonder if GameStop is going to follow suit, and we'll keep watching this to see what happens on that front. Nintendo expands Switch Online's GBA library with 2 RPG classics. We're looking at Nintendo Life right now. Golden Sun and Golden Sun: The Lost Age are out now. Nintendo tweeted earlier today, "Battle the forces of darkness and embark on quests for the ages." Golden Sun and Golden Sun: The Lost Age are now available on the Nintendo Switch for Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack members. And I know there's the moment we saw that this was going to be a game on Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack, there was buzz. People, this is one of those series that people talk about all the time. I missed it. Now I get to experience it. And I've been playing Mario RPG, as you can see. I might finish that up and who knows, maybe dip my toes in the water. I've just come to a place where I want to do a little bit more gaming. I'm going so hard all the time that I'm not spending enough time like playing the games. Like, I'm not spending enough time playing, period. Like, I worry a little bit about burnout, honestly. So I'm like, these are tempting me, you know? And it's like, well, I got Xenoblade, I got Mario RPG I'm still doing. I got Tears of the Kingdom that I'm like really, really jonesing to jump back into and just kind of know life for a while. And I don't know, maybe one of these, I may start doing some like long Sunday streams or something where I just dive into the backlog, but I would love to get into Golden Sun and just at least get a nice chunk out of it so that I could understand why everybody loves this series so much. And it's a, you know, it is a part of Nintendo history, honestly. And so I want to get some time with it. So if it's a game you love, let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. Quake releases Slave Zero X Prelude episode Enyo as a free add-on. So it's a mod for Quake Remastered, and there is a tweet from Quake Champions. It says, "Episode Enyo is a free add-on for Quake featuring 5-level campaign where you play as an elite assassin antagonist named Enyo. In the story prequel to the stylish 2.5D character action game Slave Zero X." The tweet continues, "In episode Enya, the add-on features 5 new maps, 8 new weapons, 8 new music tracks, 248 new sound effects, and a horde of new enemies." Moving on here, I want to see what the article reads. It says, "Quake has just released a new free add-on. It is available to download now and serves as a prelude to upcoming side-scrolling action Slave Zero X. This particular episode takes place 4 years before the original Slave Zero X, dating back to 1999. It has been developed by many of the same developers who worked on Slave Zero X. You can access the free experience by going to the add-ons menu in Quake." So there you go. If you have Quake on your Switch, make sure to jump in. And then Slave Zero X, which is the side scroller that they're talking about, is launching on the Switch eShop next month. I love this idea so much. There's been a few different times I've tried to, you know, delve into game dev and whatnot, and I've always thought it would be so fun to do games that, like, the first game was somewhat 8-bit and then do a 16-bit and then 64, and that's kind of what this is doing here, where they're going from the first person into like the 16-bit, 32-bit side scroller. And I love it. I think it's a great way to like market these games and kind of build some hype around them. And personally, like, when I think about games like Overwatch, I look at Tracer and I think, what an amazing character for a side scroller with that rewind power up. I feel like it would just be something that would be a lot of fun. Similar to, like, you know, Prince of Persia. And but running around as Tracer with her different weapons and or with her weapons and maybe some, you know, I don't know how the game would be fleshed out exactly, but there are elements to her character that I think would be a lot of fun in a 2D game. Asper finally reveals more Tomb Raider 1-3 remaster details. I saw these tweets coming out from Nintendo today. So it says we're less than a month from Lara Croft's classic adventures making their return, and publisher Asper has made good on its recent promises to give us some much needed news ahead of the Tomb Raider 1-3 remastered releases on the 14th of February. While there's no gameplay to show, Asper has detailed a number of features to be included in the package over on PlayStation.blog. Asper has detailed its history with Lara Croft, publishing older titles on Macintosh computers until 2003. And while Lara has gone through some significant changes over the years, the developer wanted new fans to be able to go back and re-experience the classics. So they teamed up with Crystal Dynamics. The two teams focused on what Asper calls the three buckets: engineering, gameplay, and art. We'll give you a brief rundown of all the editions of the games below, but let's start with some of the highlights. These will be applied across all three games in the package, which include Tomb Raider 1, plus the Unfinished Business expansion, Tomb Raider 2, the Gold Mask expansion, and Tomb Raider 3, the Lost Artifact expansion. Or plus the Lost Artifact expansion. So it says, first up, the controls. If you grew up playing these video games in the 90s, then you likely played more than a few games that use tank controls, where movement is relative to character's position rather than the camera's position. In the remastered version, you can swap between classic control scheme and modern controls, which take inspiration from the legendary anniversary and underworld era of the series. Another big update is health bars for bosses in the original PlayStation games. You wouldn't know how much health a boss had left until you defeated it and it collapsed on the ground. Now all the bosses have a visible health bar, which should help you decide on which weapons to use. Of course, it wouldn't be a new release without a photo mode. Now, would it? This allows you to freeze gameplay at any point, toggle between classic and modern visuals while taking shots, and capture any iconic moments you experience during your playthroughs. So, pretty cool, honestly. The tweet that went out from Nintendo of America, like, just kind of showcasing some of the artwork.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It looks really cool, honestly. These aren't games that I have a lot of nostalgia for. I did not even play Tomb Raider until like the Xbox 360, and I think it was a real easy 1,000 achievement points. And a quick side note too, I don't have it in the list of tabs today, but I pulled everything up yesterday and then had technical difficulties and couldn't get the news out, unfortunately. But a Hitman Blood Money is going to be making its way to the Switch. And that is a game that I'm so close to hitting 1,000 gamer score on. I remember, like, I prepped a bunch of levels that I was like, all I need to do is go do a number of things and then, or a few more things. And then, you know, it would be ready to pop the rest of the achievements, and never went back to it. But it was a fun experience. Like, just playing the game outside of the achievements, Hitman Blood Money was also pretty good. And so, you know, just in the, just speaking of remakes that are on their way to the Switch, that is another one alongside with these with the Tomb Raider games. So if you're looking for if you're into playing some remastered classics, I believe February and possibly March are going to be good months for you. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, nominated for GDC Game of the Year Award. The winners will be revealed this March. This is from Nintendo Life. Says The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom has received another Game of the Year nomination. This time it comes from the 2024 Game Developers Choice Awards nominations, with the winners to be revealed this March at GDC at 2024. The other finalists for GDC's Game of the Year Award include Baldur's Gate 3, Cocoon, Dave the Diver, Dredge, and Marvel's Spider-Man 2, and The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild previously won this GDC award back in 2017. Tears of the Kingdom also picked up nominations for Best Visual Art, Best Technology, Best Narrative, Innovative Award, Best Design, and Best Audio. Super Mario Brothers Wonder has also received honorable mentions for its design and art. You can check out the full list of nominees on the GDC website. Apart from GDC, Tears of the Kingdom is also up for the DICE Game of the Year Award and New York Game of the Year Award. So good to see that Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom still in the news. I was telling you guys, I need to get back into this. This Sunday, I may just carve out a few hours, fire up stream, and just dive into Tears of the Kingdom, because I want to experience this game. Like, it's been long enough, and I got to put some time in with it. Like, winning all these Game of the Years or being nominated for all these Game of the Year awards, like, I really, really want to play it. So I may do that on Sunday. I may carve out a few hours and jump in. So if you want to come hang out while I start working on the backlog, Sunday, I'll probably fire up stream and do that. This isn't something I want to talk about. I saw this tweet today. I saw the headline anyway, and then it was tied to a tweet or whatever, a post on X, and Zeets, maybe, is, I don't know, what do we call these things? It says players. This is from Ubisoft. It says players need to start feeling comfortable with not owning games, says Ubisoft subs boss. Yesterday, Ubisoft launched a rebrand of its subscription service, Ubisoft Plus Premium, and brought its classic package to PC. Clearly, the company sees this as a step into the future of gaming, as the director of subscriptions, Felipe Tremblay, I think I said it right, told GameIndustry.biz that players need to become comfortable with the idea of not owning their games. The Ubisoft Premium service offers access to new and occasionally upcoming games on Xbox, PC, and Amazon Luna for a monthly fee that currently stands at $14.99 or $17.99. No, it doesn't affect the Switch for the time being, but it does point towards the company's future approach to sales. Tremblay's argument, as voiced in GameIndustry.biz, is that streaming is now commonplace in other sectors of entertainment, of the entertainment industry, particularly film, TV, and music, and usually gaming has not followed that trajectory quite so quickly. As one of the three things we saw is that gamers are used to a little bit like DVD, having and owning their games. That's the consumer shift that needs to happen. They've gotten comfortable not owning their CD collection or DVD collection. That's a transformation that has been a bit slower to happen in games. As gamers grow comfortable in that aspect, you don't lose your progress. If you resume your game at another time, your progress file is still there. That's not been deleted. You don't lose what you've built in the game or in the engagement with the game. So it's about feeling comfortable with not owning your game. Yeah. I mean, this really ties into the article we were looking at earlier with Game. And I mean, look at the movie industry right now in television. What do you have? Netflix started it. Then you have, you know, Hulu and Apple TV, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, Max, Amazon Prime, the list is extensive. AMC Plus, right? Like, a lot of these studios are going to this subscription model, and it would not surprise me if in the future we did not see, like, hey, I'm an Xbox Game Pass member, similar to an Amazon Prime member. Let me add Showtime to my, you know, or Paramount Plus to my Amazon package. Oh, let me add Ubisoft to my Game Pass subscription, and, you know, maybe save a couple bucks each month or whatever the case is. Like, it does seem to be heading that way, but I know, like, not everybody loves that. And as a collector of physical media, I don't love it. Do I love the convenience of digital media? Absolutely. No question. I think everybody does, but I still like looking at my collection of NES games and SNES games and 64 games and, you know, even Switch games. So this could very well be the last console generation that we see any kind of physical media. And I don't know if there's any way around it. The only thing that concerns me is that, like, with a company like Nintendo, we're going to need a library similar to Steam where everything goes with us from console to console, because we see what they do with their older hardware. It gets shut down. You can't access, you can't purchase anything on those consoles any longer. And then, you know, at some point, I think you can still download your stuff on the Wii. I think that's still available. You just can't like re-download it. But if we go to all digital, they have to come up with a better plan where everything follows us. Because I mean, we had to pay extra from going from the Wii to the Wii U. If you had like Super Mario World or some Super Nintendo games, if you had already purchased it once, it was like, $2 and it's yours. You know, hopefully that isn't, hopefully it's like we get more into a situation like Steam where we can, you know, all of the games that we've purchased over the years are held in that Nintendo library. And I hope that is the case. But gamers did not like this from the responses I was seeing. Like people don't like this. But at the end of the day, we really don't own our games anyway. We agree to a licensing agreement when we start most of these games. If most of us just spam the A button and move through it. But in a lot of cases, there's like we kind of just have the license and that's it. There's not much more to it. And so we're not far, unfortunately, not far off from this being our reality. If you are looking to try something new, Fate Samurai Remnant demo now available in the Nintendo eShop. Koei Temco, the developer of Omega Force, has announced that a playable demo is now available for the fast-paced Fate Samurai Remnant on the Nintendo Switch eShop. The demo allows you to play through the game's early stages with multiple difficulty options, including an apprentice difficulty for those looking for a better chance against the game's opponents. Fate Samurai's Remnant is available now on the eShop. So if you're looking to try something new, go download this demo and give it a shot. See what you think. I'm just gonna fire up the trailer real quick. The art style, very, very anime looking, looks kind of cool. I'm wondering what the gameplay is like though. Like I have a feeling this may end up being something that that's right up my alley. The trailer is moving kind of slow as far as just what the gameplay is. So hopefully we'll see something here. The art style is fantastic though. The game looks gorgeous, especially if you're into anime stuff. Like this will probably be right up your alley. So I'm assuming this has got some kind of Ninja Gaiden vibes, which to me is like, I'll jump in for sure, because that's a play style I love. And that is in line with other games that Koei Temco has released. So we'll just have to see. I don't know, but I may throw that on my Switch and see what it's like. I'm going to check another article real quick just to see if, so it's an action RPG. So it's probably less like Ninja Gaiden, but it does say fast paced. So I don't know. I'm going to jump into this one. Let me know if you do as well. I want to hear your thoughts either in the Discord or in the comment section. Lastly, Mario versus Donkey Kong. There's a new CG trailer that's out. We're looking at My Nintendo News. It says Nintendo's Mario versus Donkey Kong isn't far off as the charming puzzle platforming adventure launches on the 16th of February. Today, the Kyoto-based company has unleashed a short CG trailer for the game showing the majestic Donkey Kong raiding a Mario-themed toy factory, complete with super cute toad workers. So be sure to watch the action unfold below. I'm going to fire up the video. I'm pretty sure I watched this. It looks like Donkey Kong's just chilling on a couch with his TV remote. Piles of bananas all around him. There's a shy guy on the news delivering the news right now. And then they're showing the mini Mario. and at the, I'm assuming it's at the toy factory, and that's getting Donkey Kong's attention. So he wants to go, he's going to go see what's up with this. Look, he's just staring at this toy. This is something he must have. So he's leaving his hut and he's heading out to the toy factory. I love I kind of love this. It's just, you know, seeing the CG trailer, like, and these characters, I think it's great. So the toy store was sold out. So now he's going to head into the Mario Toy Company. I'm looking forward to this game. Like, I didn't know much about it. I'd never really played any of the other ones. Oh my gosh, they weren't joking. The toads inside the factory all have Mario Maker hard hats on, which is just fantastic. I love that little callback there. And then all these little toy Marios. I think the game somewhat plays like the classic, like, Lemmings game from back in the day, where you've got to kind of lead the toys to safety while fighting with Donkey Kong. And now Mario's chasing Donkey Kong down as he's got a bag full of the toys. And that's the end of the trailer. So go check it out. It's pretty good. I'm looking forward to, Mario versus Donkey Kong. And I know I've heard people talk about, like, the price and these are older games and it's brand new for me. So I can't really speak on it that way, because it'll be a whole new experience for me that I'd never touched before. So I am looking forward to it, but that is going to do it for today's Nintendo News Minute. I appreciate you guys listening so very much. Remember, you can get ad free listening by subscribing on Spotify or Apple, and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye, everybody.